June was a solid month for red meat exports, as both pork and beef exports reached their highest value levels of the year, $505.4 million for pork and $545.4 million for beef. On the pork side, exports remained very strong to China, Hong Kong in June, but volume was the lowest since February, reflecting some cooling of the market. Exports to China, Hong Kong provided a big boost for the U.S. pork industry in the first half of this year, but continued success in the second half will likely depend on improvement in other key markets. Japan, the leading value market for U.S. pork, showed renewed momentum in June, exceeding $138 million for the month. But first-half exports to Japan were still below last year, as record volumes of chilled pork entering Japan have been offset by lower volumes of frozen product. U.S. pork posted a very strong first half in Central America. In addition to the mainstay markets of Honduras and Guatemala, exports are also higher this year to Nicaragua, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Belize. On the beef side, June exports to Japan were the largest in nearly 2 years, up almost 30% from a year ago. First half exports were up 12% in volume and 5% in value, exceeding $700 million. Japan's import data also show a strong rebound in market share for U.S. beef, climbing from 33% last year to 38.5% in the first half of 2016. Meanwhile, Australia's market share dipped from 57% to 52%. U.S. beef also continues to gain market share in South Korea. Korea's imports of chilled U.S. beef were up 45% in the first half of the year, as U.S. beef rapidly expands its presence in Korea's supermarkets and other retail outlets. For a complete summary of first half export results, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.